Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, fellow adults. Let's figure out adult life together.
Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories, questions, and sometimes expert advice on adulting, self-development,
finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more, because
it's an adult thing.
Woot woot!
Hello! Eto na naman po kami. This is Carla.
And this is Nika, nagbabalik with new chika. Oh, magkaray.
Nika Chikadora!
Yeah. Ew. But of course, simulan muna natin ang ating episode with heartfelt shout-out sa fellow adults natin na nagpapakalat ng show natin by sharing our episodes on their social media. Like itong mga nag-share sa IG stories nila na sina Arnd Kent or Rend Kent, Myrene Mamangon Pasadilla. Quesadilla.
Pili ko Pasadilla. Quesadilla.
Quesadilla. Sorry, Myrene. Minorder namin na apelido mo. Myrene Mamangon Pasadilla, Jackie Alia, Pamela Gaviria, Marizol, and si Finney Fit or underscore Finney Fit. Yan. Thank you sa pag-share in IG.
Ito sa Facebook naman, Mami. We saw the shares and tags of Rachel Orpia na may very insightful post about something she learned from our show. Mami, effort.
Love it.
Yes. Shout out din kay Mawe Serrano na very consistent sa pag-share ng episodes natin.
Thank you. Mas consistent
pa kaysa sa amin ni Nika.
Buti na lang nandiyan si Mawe.
Diba? Also from FB, hello po kina Ali Dadia and Elmer Lopez. And also to our fellow adults na hindi visible sa amin yung posts kasi hindi naka-public. So, di namin masilip ni Nika. Pero, guys, hindi man namin kayo mabanggit ngayon. Please know that we are very grateful for your efforts po to spread our collective learnings in adulting. So, thank you so much.
Thank you. At may papasalamatan pa tayo, Carla.
Sino?
Ang British Council.
Yarn! Taray!
Thank you, British Council, not only for sponsoring this episode, but for offering scholarships to women in STEM. STEM as in science, technology, engineering, and math.
Oh. Yes! Super thanks. Scholarship yan sa UK, ladies, UK, United Kingdom, to know how to apply. Check nyo yung link sa episode description namin. Nandoon lahat ng detalye.
Yes.
Bilisan nyo bago namin kayo unahan ni Nika.
Correct. Kahit wala tayo sa STEM, pero sige.
Diba? Makapag-abroad lang eh.
Ayan. Alright. After na shoutouts, harapin na natin ang topic natin for this episode. It's about something we all experience as adults, but not all of us, or baka nga most of us, hindi napapansin. Ito yung tinatawag na micro-stress.
Mm-hmm.
Iba pa to sa usual stress na nararanasan natin, ha? Ito yung mga small, kaya nga micro, small stresses that go under our radar that we don't even notice or acknowledge, kaya hindi natin namamanage. So, nandiyan lang siya. Maybe we're not aware of it. Yan. So, mamaya, we'll differentiate regular stress from micro-stress.
Sige.
Okay?
Okay. Pero bago natin i-differentiate yan, Mami, at pag-usapan ang different kinds ng micro-stresses, kasi meron pala, At bago natin malaman how to manage them, eto muna, magkumustahan muna tayo. Kasi we haven't asked this question for quite some time now.
Mm.
What's your recent adulting highlight and adulting lowlight? Fellow adults, you might want to ask your loved ones din this kumusta prompt question.
Mm-hmm.
Ikaw, Mami, Nika, highlight, lowlight mo recently?
Okay, ang lowlight ko ay as a 30-plus-year-old woman.
Wow, plus! Mysterious but, yan!
As a 33-year-old woman. Kailangan specific.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm experiencing back pain and I'm not sure if it's from training kasi nagbuhat ako ng mabigat tapos baka mali yung posture ko or if it's from menstruation or it could be both. So, ayun lang. Such a low light.
Back pain. Ang tanda.
Oo. Parang may nakita akong meme, yung brain, parang at 25 years old or at 30 years old, I just developed fully 5 years ago, ganyan, eme-eme. Or my heart is at its prime, eme-eme. Tapos yung spinal cord, I feel old, very, very old. Ay, back pain.
Wait lang, again, i-flex ko lang to ha. Na-flex ko na to before, maybe a year or two before, pero flex ko ulit. Hindi sumasakit ang likod ko kahit na matagal akong nakaupo. Kasi nga, etong office ko na work from home setup, I'm sitting on an exercise ball and I'm bouncing right now.
So you're moving.
Yeah, so hindi stiff yung posture ko the whole day. Yun lang.
Yeah. But mine though, I think I got injured from lifting. Oh wait, that's heavier than what I usually lift. So
ano yun. Bang nilift mo?
Naglift ako ng 35 pounds. Nag-row.
Kettlebell?
So, kettlebell, oo. So, hindi ko alam kung mali posture ko. Or yun nga, it could be from menstruation. Hindi ba sumasakit yung likod mo pagka meron ka? So, parang, imbes na cramps ako sa puson, yung back ko yung usually sumasakit. So, it's a could be a combination of both. I don't know, I could just be
we'll
old.
Know in a few days.
Yes.
Pagtapos na mens mo, tapos masakit pa rin yan. Katandaan na yan.
Yep.
Highlight mo, Mami.
My highlight is we recently won a client pitch.
Oh!
So, from akala namin small brand lang siya na okay lang kahit matalo tayo dito. Medyo ganun pa yung mindset nung umpisa. But it turns out to be like a very big win. Like a very big client. Yes! Buti na lang, we did our best. I love it. And it's only the start of the year. And not to toot my own horn, pero that was my idea, yung nanalo dun sa pitch. So parang, yes, let's go! Let's do this!
Good job!
Yun. So it was really good feeling. I mean, achieve so work.
Nice!
Yes. How about you, Mom Shikarla? What's your recent adulting lowlight and highlight?
Lowlight ko... Medyo kakagaling ko lang from common colds.
Mm. Medyo nadidinig ko nga.
Medyo ngongo pa eh, no?
Oo.
Light lang naman siya. Mm. Pero parang ilang araw ding mabigat yung pakiramdam ko. Tapos yung mata ko rin, yung eyelids ko mabigat.
Mm.
Pero ang highlight ko naman, habang nagpapagaling ako at sawang-sawang humiga sa kama para mag-try na matulog ng matagal. Ang highlight ko naman, nakatapos ako ng isang buong audiobook habang nagpapagaling. So, I'm happy about that.
Yay! Anong audiobook to?
Cultish, as in malakulto.
Cultish, ah.
Oo. Ang subtitle niya is, I'm not sure, The Language of Fanaticism, I think. Linguist yung author. Very interesting.
Ayan. I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Para magkaroon na ng bagong episode for our fellow
True.
Adults.
Sorry, fellow adults.
Ayan. So, we're going back to our topic, which is micro-stress. Okay, linawin muna natin kung bakit siya iba sa regular stress na alam natin. So, i-define muna natin, ano ba si stress? Okay, so sabi, sa World Health Organization website, stress can be defined as a state of worry or mental tension caused by a difficult situation. And okay. According to this article where we learned about the very concept of microstress, ito yung article na ang title ay The Hidden Toll of Microstress from the Harvard Business Review. Sabi dyan, stress is big, visible, and obvious. So virtually, anyone can recognize and have sympathy for normal stress. So malaki, kita ng lahat, obvious siya. And it comes from universally recognized challenges or setbacks. And often, there's a quote-unquote bad guy who is the source of it. So tipong, for example, may na-hospitalize sa pamilya nyo. O kaya, nawalan ka ng work. Or may major away kayo ng asawa mo or ng partner mo. Those are obviously stressful situations. Pero, ang micro-stress, sabi sa Harvard Business Review, by contrast, micro-stress is far less obvious. It's caused by difficult moments that we register as just another bump in the road. So parang, okay, normal yan. Everyday nangyayari yan. Or something like that. Alam mo yun? And if we register them at all, so sometimes we don't register them as stress. It's just a usual thing. It just happens. Mm-hmm. It's life.
Especially pag sanay ka na, no?
Yes, it's life. That's life. Ganun. Ayun. Sabi pa, ituloy ko yung definition nila ng Harvard Business Review. Micro stresses come at us so quickly and we're so conditioned to just working through them, just go through with it, that we barely recognize anything has happened. Making it even harder to recognize is the fact that micro-stress is often triggered by the people we are closest to. So,
kung may katabi kayo ngayon, fellow adults, tignan nyo ng masama. Nyo,
ikaw ba? Charot.
Ang cause ng micro-stress ko.
Ikaw! Tapos yung katabi nila parang, ba't ka nakatingin dito?
Nasa jeep pala, no? Katabi lang sa jeep.
Sa MRT, ganyan. So, tipong...
Or stressful mag-MRT, ah, lalo na kapag rush hour.
True yan, true. So, tipong may, for example, ah, so tipong may sinabi yung tropa mo that offended you, tapos hindi mo nasabi sa kanya agad that it put you off or na-offend ka. Yon. Or for example, may pinangako yung partner mo na chore na gagawin niya, sige, hugasan ko yung pinggan. Tapos hindi niya ginawa. Or may pinagawa sa yung work yung boss mo 5 minutes before you logged off, knowing na may gagawin ka that night, lalabas ka, whatever. So yon. Parang wala lang, diba? Kasi it's a normal thing. It's an everyday thing. Pero pag nagpatong-patong yung mga yan, nagiging significant yung naidudulot nilang crack sa well-being natin.
Oh, crack.
Yay.
For more, mami, di ba sabi mo, quote-unquote, ah, parang wala lang.
Mm-mm.
Pero marami palang insidious effects ang micro-stresses pag nga nag-build up over time. So, isa raw sa mga sobrang hindi obvious but very probable is that mag-start yan ng ripple effect. Like yung kanina mong halimbawa, if yun nga, hindi nagawa ng partner mo yung promise niyang chore na gagawin niya, tapos ending, ikaw ang gumawa. So, pwedeng makabawas yun ng time mo for sleep. Yeah. Hypothetical lang naman. Tapos kinabukasan, bangag ka sa work. Tapos, dahil doon, mas mabagal kang makatapos ng task. Yeah. So, mas kailangan mong mag-overtime. And in turn, less time na naman yun for you na mag-chores pag-uwi, and so on. Tapos, hindi mo na maisip kung bakit parang bangag ka the whole week. Not to blame the partner, ha? But to pinpoint na yung effect ng isang minor incident, pwedeng magkaroon ng ripple effect sa marami pang mga bagay.
And, ayun, isa pa raw invisible but impactful effect sa atin ng micro-stress ay sa physical aspect.
Nakapangit.
Yung health natin. Yes! But pwede na naman! Yung health natin, kasi yung regular stress daw, since they are obvious, na-acknowledge ng katawan natin na may stressor. So, na-activate yung fight or flight or freeze response natin. Then, pag na-perform na ng katawan natin, yung response na yon, pwede na ulit siyang kumalma.
Okay.
Halimbawa, nasiraan ka ng kotse, stressful, di ba, besh?
Pag, I know, right?
Pag na butasan ka ng gulong sa kalsada, di ba, Carla? Stressful, di ba? Pero pag naayos na yung car or at least natow ka na pauwi, ganyan, na-address na yung problem, kakalma na ulit yung katawan mo. Pag nakatabi mo na ulit yung jowa mo, ganyan, after LQ, makakapag-relax ka na ulit.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung mga micro-stresses na hindi nagre-register sa katawan natin, nandyan lang sila, slowly harming our bodily functions. When we say bodily functions, we mean like metabolism, yung quality of sleep, yung blood pressure, ganyan, yung heart rate, and even our mental focus. Ganyan.
May mga kilala ako na inis kapag nagpapa-consult sila sa doctor, tapos ang sabihin ng doctor, probably caused by stress, tapos feeling nila, ginagago lang sila, na parang, ano ba, tell me one specific cause, bakit ganito? Pero legit kasi, no?
Yes.
Na pwedeng stress talaga. I think majority nga ng chronic illnesses and pains caused talaga by stress.
Mm-mm. Most chronic illnesses are caused by lifestyle problems. So that can be food or physical inactivity and stress.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Bukod pa, Nika, sa physical effect, meron din daw sa personal relationships natin na effect yung micro-stresses.
Mm-mm.
Particularly, it builds up resentment.
Yes. Mm-mm.
Alam nating dalawa yan. Charot. For example, yung nabanggit mo kanina, yung habit ng ilang mga boss na magbigay ng task na ikaka-OT ng employees unnecessarily.
Mm-mm.
Given our culture, parang wala lang siya. Normal lang siya, di ba? It's almost universal.
Yeah.
So we can just shrug it off. Pero in the long run, pwedeng mag-harbor tayo ng resentment dun sa boss na yun. Tapos pwedeng ikababa yun ng happiness natin sa work. Kasi, nairita tayo sa immediate boss natin, di ba, every day. Actually, even sa romantic relationships, I think applicable to.
Mm-hmm.
Yung kapag nag-pile up yung mga inis na hindi natin nabibring up tsaka hindi nare-resolve, you might wake up one day, nabusit ka sa partner mo instead of in love. Tapos hindi mo na ma-identify yung cause.
Kasi maraming maliliit na reasons.
Yes.
Micro-stresses.
That chips off your fondness for that person.
No? Kahit di sa romantic relationship, actually. Any relationship, long-term relationship, ganyan. Uh-oh. Friendship. Yes. Mm-hmm. Agree.
Hindi ka naalala mo yung conversation natin with some of our friends. Na iniisip natin, bakit ganon ang sungit natin to those closest to us? Alam mo yon, especially our parents.
Yeah, I agree.
Feeling ko kasi, over the years, if not decades, nag-accumulate na ng maraming micro-stresses na may mga na-build ng resentment. Kaya yung mukhang maliit na trigger.
Akala mo yon?
Oo, pero beneath that, ang dami na kasi nating inis dun sa taong yun.
Oo. Oh my gosh. This,
kaya,
this description reminds me of, may mga memes kasi sa internet na, for example, yung girlfriend mo, pag nag-away kayo, she will bring up, do you remember in 2005, you didn't bring out the trash, parang, it's not a girl trait. It's a micro stress that she has been keeping inside her and did not
hindi
bring up with you.
Hindi
na resolve. Hindi mo na address. Hindi nyo na address pareho. That's why she's bringing it up now. Kasi nag-accumulate siya over time. So yun. So check yourself. If a friend or a girlfriend or you are pag nag-argue kayo, you're bringing up something from many, many years ago, it could be because that's a micro-stress na nilet go mo lang, okay lang yan. Okay, nahayaan mo na. Pero nagbe-build up pala siya over time.
And again, I forgot which episode natin to na pag-usapan. Pero again, not because we don't talk about something, it already means it stops existing na.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-mm. Diba? Not because you don't acknowledge it, it already means it will resolve itself on its own.
Ayan. Oh, eto pa. Isa pa daw usual effect ng micro-stress is not only na naiinis o nabubwisit tayo sa mismong source ng micro-stress na yun, nadadamay din yung ibang tao sa circles natin. So, for example, nainis ka sa work kasi nga, yun nga yung boss mo. Napauti ka kasi late, nagsabi na, ay, kailangan na to ngayong day, ganyan-ganyan, eme.
Tapos next week pa pala, no?
Oo. There's a chance na maging masungit ka rin sa bahay kasi micro-stressed ka na eh. So, you'll take it out on your family or sa partner mo or possibly your kids. Ganyan. And ganun din, if we flip it, pag visit ka sa bahay, pwedeng maipasa mo sa katrabaho mo yung stress na yon. So, stressed ka na, douche ka pa.
Oh, what a combination!
I know! Ang sama ng stress sa atin. So, yun. Micro-stress.
Mami, can I just emphasize na, di ba nga, here in our adulting tribe, we try.
Yes.
Keyword try. We try our best to be responsible of our own emotions. So, let's embrace the fact na being stressed out does not give us any license to be an asshole to other people.
Yes, yes, yes.
Kasi, I've heard that excuse before, na magte-temper tantrums yung isang adult, tapos ang idadahilan is stressed or pagod siya. Mm-mm. So everybody else has to understand her and put up with her hurtful behaviors. We don't want to be that adult, guys. Please, please, let's not be that adult.
I remember so many people. Charot!
I can see in your eyes, nag-flashback.
It's not an excuse. Anyway. Yun. So, pero admittedly, ganyan din naman ako paminsan. So, buti na lang, habang nagiging adult tayo, nagiging aware tayo na it's not an excuse, Nika. Ganyan. So, given na ang daming ang consequential effects ng micro-stresses sa health, sa well-being, sa relationships natin, and all that, it's crucial na ma-identify natin yung mga micro-stresses sa buhay natin. So, syempre, kailangan mo na i-identify bago ma-address. Ano po?
Diba?
So, mahirap nga makaspot ng bagay na hindi mo naman alam kung ano yung itsura. Kasi, para kang naghahanap ng suspect na wala man lang picture or cartographic sketch. Opa. So,
nakita nyo ba yung isang lalaking dumaan dito?
Dito?
Ha? Anong itsura?
Hindi ko alam eh. Basta, stressful siya eh. Micro-stress. Nag-cause siya ng micro-stress. Charot. So, yun. So, para alam natin what micro-stress usually looks like, here are three main categories of micro-stresses according to the authors of The Micro-Stress Effect. Colon, how little things pile up and create big problems and what to do about it. So that's a book.
Mm-mm.
Okay,
mm-mm.
Yan.
Diba? Ikli nung title.
Oh nga eh, thesis pa to.
Na micro-stress ako doon.
Thankful tayo doon. Tinutulungan na tayo ma-identify. So, the micro-stress effect na book. Yan. So, according to that book, isang category daw ng micro-stress ay micro-stresses that drain your capacity to get things done.
So, okay.
So, hinahadlangan ka na gawin ng mga bagay-bagay, tapusin ng mga bagay-bagay. So, ito yung mga nakakahinder sa atin to perform our regular adulting responsibilities hanggang sa mag-pile up ng mag-pile up yung mga tasks na yun.
Okay. Sinescribe mo pa lang, na-stress na ako.
Okay. Ito. Sample daw.
Sige.
May someone sa life mo na hindi masyadong maaasahan or naaasahan, kaya nadadagdagan yung tasks mo. Moment of silence to think of these people. Charot.
People. And pray for them. Charot.
Yes. Wow. Coming from you.
I know, right? How blasphemous.
Or Another example, pag unpredictable yung boss mo, boss mo or client mo or whoever you're dealing with at work. Kaya kahit anong plano mo sa to-do lists mo, nagja-jumble-jumble din. Hindi na susunod.
So malabong kausap, ganyan.
Yan. Also, pag masyadong marami or iba-iba yung tasks na kailangan natin gawin. Halimbawa, art student ka, tapos call center agent ka, tapos SK kagawad ka pa, napakadaming extracurricular activities.
Anong trip sa buhay? Kailangan i-push lahat ng yan.
You might be able to handle them, pero yung volume and diversity ng demands na yon, it can take a toll on you. So, meron akong, meron akong caveat dyan later, pero later na, kasi may mga i-discuss pa tayo. Yun. But, you know, handling too many things na hindi mo kayang pagsabay-sabayin, it can take a toll on you.
Yan. OMG, mami, sobrang tricky niyan. Kasi sa culture natin, ina-upload yung Superman syndrome or Superwoman syndrome na hindi, kaya ko lahat. Mumultitask ko lahat yan. So, napaka-conflicting kasi we get external validation for that na aware tayo. But at the same time, we suffer through micro-stresses na hindi tayo aware. So, napaka-conflicting na parang, ba't ganun? I'm being rewarded through validation. But deep inside, it doesn't feel right or it doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
Very tricky.
Yeah. So, again, yun yung mga micro-stresses that drain your capacity to get things done.
Oh, another category daw ng micro-stress ay yung mga nakaka-deplete ng emotional reserve mo. Meaning yung mga nakaka-shake ng peace of mind mo. Sample daw, pag nasa environment ka with low trust at mapolitika.
Low trust. Oh. Okay.
So, halimbawa, yung work mo, medyo...
maraming sip-sip. Charot!
Oo. Usually yan, alam mo mami, na-observe ko yan sa mga corporate work na upwards yung growth. Kasi, ang promotion ng isa, means hindi mapapromote yung iba.
Exactly.
So, may politics. Diba? Unlike for example sa atin sa production, kapag halimbawa, production designer ka, hindi ka naman mapapromote as director, di ba? As in, ang kalakaran sa atin, paramihan tayo ng projects, pagandahan tayo ng projects, pero hindi kasi upward yung growth natin.
Not to say na hindi po stressful or micro-stressful ang ang
fraud
production.
No? Oo nga, OMG,
stressful,
sorry.
Po siya.
Not to give that impression. Waka feeling la, chill-chill ng production.
Oo, chill lang pala dun.
Pagpasok nila sa prod, no? Carla Nika, kala ko ba?
Low trust. So, if you're in a unfaithful relationship.
Ay, yes! Super, ang taas maka-anxiety nun na.
Totoo, parang every time may magte-text, may madidinig kang magte-text sa kanya, is he cheating?
Sino yan?
Is she cheating on me? Is she cheating on me? Ganyan.
Diba? Every time may mag-ping na notification, di mo sure kung sa ang app, kung sa Messenger or sa Tinder.
Correct. Or, for example, pwede rin, you just wanna go out and have fun with your friends, pero you get micro-stressed because you know your partner will nag you na you can't go out. Or sino kasama mo. La 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 la. Stressful. Micro-stress. Pero yung iba, dinededma lang yun. Normal lang yan sa relationship.
Ganun lang talaga siya.
Ganun lang talaga siya. Are you sure? Are you sure? Okay.
Parang konektado yan dito, mami, sa next example. Kapag daw may other adults in your life who make you feel responsible for their well-being or their success. Kumbaga, I think yung parang ginagawa kang emotional babysitter. Nakaka-stress din yon.
Yeah. Another example I can think of is, you know, yung parents who get their worth from their high achieving children. Diba? That could be an example also.
Kasi badge of honor, no?
Mm-mm.
Aba Mara, hindi mo na itatanong, itong anak ko nga pala kung ay ganito, ganyan.
Third honor sa grade 2 Bongambilia. Grade 2 Bongambilia?
Oo. Kung ako yung Mare, hindi ko talaga tinatanong.
Yung anak mo yung matalino. Joke lang po. Pero yun, it could be micro-stressful for the child, right?
OMG. No,
putting pressure on them to achieve kasi yun yung magpapasaya sa parents. But yun.
Wait lang, mami. Meron akong close friend na nag-DM sa akin ng meme about that. Teka, huwag na nating pangalanan si Karen Velarde.
There you go.
Teka. Eto. Kids who grew up, quote-unquote, academically gifted are now anxious adults who have thousands of abandoned hobbies and spiral into self-hate whenever they make basic mistakes or they are doctors. There is no in-between.
Oh my God.
Ay, nako.
Ouch. Looking at my forgotten crocheting materials. Looking at my kombucha shelf. Ay. Oh well.
Ano looking pa? At your stethoscope. Ay, you're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor. Because I'm afraid of blood. The only thing that hindered me. Charot!
Yun lang talaga eh.
Ayun lang.
Love it. Ito pa raw, mami. Sample ng micro-stress na nakaka-deplete ng emotional reserve. Difficult people.
Mahihirap na tao! Yuck!
Oo!
Mahirap! Charot! Difficult people to deal with. Yan,
oo. Yan. Alam mo, ma'am, may teorya ako. Di ko alam, ha. Pero feeling ko, we all have that one, at least one relative who's a difficult one. Yung every interaction mo with them, you feel bad after. No?
Mm-mm.
Pakitag nga, guys, kung sino saan yun. Charot.
Shucks. I hope it's not me.
Ah, sige, kung sa family nyo, sa clan nyo, walang ganun, baka ikaw yun.
Oh my God. Ano pa?
Yun. At saka raw, people who spread stress. Dami-dami pwedeng spread stress pa talaga. Anyway, I think ito yung mga machismis or compulsive whiner. Yung habit na mag-rant. I mean, venting out every once in a while can be healthy.
It's fine, yes.
Mm-mm. Pero di ba may mga taong kapag nag-uusap kayo, alam mo yung tagal nyo din nakita, you kind of miss hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
Tapos every time magkikita kayo, mag-rant lang siya ng mag-rant.
Yeah.
Na wala man lang, uy, kumusta ka na? Ano nang bago sa buhay mo?
Yes.
You can also think of people like that.
Kinda.
Yun. So, nakaka-deplete din siya ng emotional reserve natin. Parang yung mga energy vampire, di ba? Like we mentioned sa isa sa mga episodes natin.
Yeah.
Yun.
And, okay, ito, third. Sa tatlong categories ng micro-stresses ay yung micro-stresses that challenge your identity.
Ooh.
Ito yung mga nagtitrigger ng disconnect sa pagkatao mo. Parang you are trying to be this kind of person but some factors are pulling you away from that goal or stopping you from being that kind of person. So, na malakas yun makademotivate and therefore, stressed out, micro-stressed out about it. So, for example, halimbawa, nape-pressure ka mag-pursue ng goals na hindi naman swak sa personal values mo. Yan. To learn about that, listen to our Essentialism episode from March 2021. Pero, magbibigay na rin ako ng example ngayon. So, for example, if you do not believe in God or you do not like certain principles of a certain religion. Pero pinipilit ka ng parents mo na very religious to go to mass or to attend an event or to meet, to do something, ganyan. It's micro-stress. Akala nila they're helping you but they're actually micro-stressing you out.
Ito, mami, legit micro-stress ha. Kasi feeling ko, mukha lang siyang maarte lang. Pero pag tinignan mo, medyo nakaka-stress. So, halimbawa, tinatry mo mag-healthy living. Oh. Tapos pinapressure ka ng tropa mo na mag-samgyup every other night.
Tara!
Tara! Chika ba? Bukas, Nika?
Hindi pa. Oo, agree.
Diba? Mukhang peer pressure lang siya, pero parang nakaka-cause din ng micro-stress yung mga ganun.
I kind of feel bad for the people na pinilit kong uminom dati. Ano ba yan, KJ? Stress pala siya.
Iniisip ko kung ako ba yun or kasama
hindi
mo ako
yun.
Namimilit.
Kasama kitang namimilit noon.
Okay.
Huwag kang ano.
Pa-victim eh, no? Okay.
Yon. Parang they're forcing you to go against your values, ganyan, or what you're trying to be.
You're stepping on your boundaries.
Yes, micro stress. Another example, kapag may nang-a-attack ng personal worth or self-confidence mo, halimbawa, may kapatid ka na nag-remark na bobo ka or hindi ka papasa sa entrance exam ng college, pwedeng feeling ng kapatid mo, normal na asaran lang yon. Pero it can threaten your sense of identity. And, diba?
Tapos kapag nagreklamo ka, if you call it out, sabihan ka pa ng pikon, diba?
Ah, pikon. Kainis.
Hayop.
And yon. This one, it's not from the book that we mentioned, pero yung microaggressions on minorities. Halimbawa, part ka ng minority, like, LGBT or you are a Southeast Asian in a white or Western country, yung mga jokes or jabs about our communities can be really stressful. Actually, parang hindi ko nga alam kung if these can be considered micro-stresses. Eh. Parang it's like really...
Huge stress ba?
Huge stress siya. Pero kasi most of the time nga, sinashrug off lang natin. Like, sanay na tayo dyan or... Alam mo yun? Yung parang,
ganun talaga eh.
Oh, ganun talaga. That's life. Ganyan. Pero it doesn't mean na wala siyang effect sa atin. Right?
Mami, yun ngang jokes na, ay, sabi na Barbie eh.
Oh my gosh, I hate that.
Diba? Pinagtatawanan.
Oo.
Yung pagbend sa social norms and social expectations. Micro-stress siya kasi people laugh.
Yeah.
And we feel like we're supposed to laugh. Yeah. But deep inside, natatreaten yung identity natin, especially yung mga bakla or yung mga effeminate or mga non-binary.
Yeah.
Kasi messaging is, that's laughable.
Isang song na nakaka-micro-stress sa akin. Alam mo yung kanta na, titibo-tibo.
Oh!
I freaking... hate
like,
that song.
I love Moira and all. And
Moira ba
I understand.
Yun? I didn't even bother to check who the singer was. Pero dahil dyan. Oo nga. Oh, God.
It might be her own experience.
Ah, okay.
Pero parang delikado siya kasi it proliferates the
thinking.
Yes, the thinking na kapag ang isang babae, titibo-tibo, nakatikim ng lalaki.
Magiging babae siya. Like, what?
Quote-unquote babae.
Cringe! Sorry, may na-micro-stress natin yung sarili natin, Carla.
Para sa ika-woke ng fellow adults natin, sige!
Yeah. Okay lang! Okay lang! Sarap.
Inom tayo mamaya.
Hindi pwede may training ako bukas.
Oh, micro stress.
Ang gulo na. Lahat na lang ng bagay eh. Ayan.
Okay.
Yun. Okay. So, yun yung mga most common sources ng micro stresses natin. Yung tatlo na yun. yung mga nakakasagabal na ma-perform natin yung adulting duties natin. Second, yung mga nakaka-deplete sa atin emotionally. And third, yung mga nakaka-threaten ng identity or self-worth natin.
Oh, just to be clear ha, marami pang ibang pwedeng cause ng micro-stresses. Ito lang yung mga examples.
Yes.
Tsaka sabi nung researchers who authored the book, most of us daw, multiple micro-stresses yes. yung hinaharap every day. And I think, given how busy our world is right now, like, who's got time to spot them all?
Yes. At saka super, super connected din natin all the time. We're always plugged in. So parang, kung dati yung boss mo, or yung client mo, or customer mo, you can leave them at the workplace. Ngayon, matadala mo sila sa bahay kasi they can contact you anytime.
Tapos kapag may na-spot ka na, shocks, parang naman micro-stress ako. Tapos ting, meron nang mag-uutos agad sa sa'yo. Ah, mamaya ka na micro-stress. Hanggang sa malimutan na natin i-resolve, diba?
Correct.
Wala eh. We got to carve out time and attention to spot them para ma-manage yes. natin sila.
Yeah, sige. So, managing na, andyan na tayo. Punta na tayo sa proactive part. So, hindi naman natin ginawa tong episode to para lang
sabihin na, may micro-stress sa buhay nyo.
Correct.
Belat.
So, imamanage natin siya. So, paano nga ba natin makakatch yung moments of micro-stress sa mga buhay natin?
Ding, ding, ding. Ma'am, can I answer?
Yes, Carla. Go ahead.
Okay, kasi advocacy ko to. Ang reco ko talaga is mindfulness. I don't think we have enough time para ma-discuss yan right now. So, I suggest, nakailang promise na ata ako neto. I suggest, let's make one whole episode
yes.
on mindfulness. Pero in essence, mindfulness or being mindful is the skill of being aware of what's happening on a moment-to-moment basis. Meaning, hindi tayo mindless, kaya nga mindful, di ba? So, hindi laging lumilipad yung utak natin para bumisita sa past or mag-worry about the future. And the way to cultivate that skill of mindfulness is through mindfulness meditation.
What?
Again, it will be... Again, it will take one whole episode to discuss that. So, maglaan na lang tayo ng one whole episode for mindfulness. But I think isang major key, susi iyon para maspotan natin yung micro-stresses sa buhay natin.
If I may also recommend something.
Ako lang!
Please!
sige, Nika, anong reco mo?
Okay. I also recommend journaling.
Yes!
So when you write down what you're thinking, what you're feeling, mas unti-unti siyang nagiging clear, nakaklarify yung thoughts and feelings mo na, ito pala yung nararamdaman ko. Kasi pinaprocess mo siya eh, nire-write down mo siya, ganyan. So, yun. And maraming benefits yung journaling aside from clearing your mind. According to research, it helps improve your cognitive functions. Dahil writer nga ako sa work, napapansin ko, kapag hindi ako makasulat ng tama, it means marami ako masyadong iniisip. So, medyo, ano ba tawag doon? Yung parang...
Chicken and egg?
Chicken and egg siya. So, to be good at work, I have to clear my thinking. How do I do that? I have to write down my thoughts. So, parang ikot siya na... Write down to clear your thoughts so you can write. Labo. Pero parang ganun, interconnected siya. So parang writing also helps you clear your mind. Yun. And kapag clear na yung mind mo, mas ma-articulate mo na. Diba? Kung ano ba yung nagsistress sa akin? Ito pala nagsistress sa akin. Naiinis pala ako kapag ginagawa to ng friend ko. Okay, I will bring it up to...
Carla. Charot.
I will bring it up with Carla. Gawin na natin ngayon. Charot! Yun. I will bring it up with them. Yun. So yun. That's why journaling is good. And ano lang, don't be pressured to like, baka yung iba kasi, ito nagawa ko to sa sarili ko eh. Na-micro-stress ko yung sarili ko. Na, oh no, hindi ako nakapagsulat today sa journal ko. It doesn't have to be every day. Use it whenever you can or pag kailangan mo lang. Ganyan. It can be weekly, doesn't have to be daily. It can be a bullet journal. It can be like a feelings journal. It can even be a to-do list. Kasi writing down what you have to do or what you want to achieve, it can help you clarify. Baka makatulong siya dun sa micro stresses na that affect what you need to get done, your capacity to get things done, diba? Ganyan.
May naisip ako ngayon lang, mami.
Sige. Oh, eh, tama na. Dalawa na.
Ay!
Oh, go.
Kasi nga, sabi mo, kapag nagre-reflect, tapos sinusulat sa journal, what happened to the day, kung ano yung kinastress, parang pasok din sa banga kapag tinatanong natin yung isa't isa ng highlight, lowlight, no? Especially yung lowlight.
Ah, true. Oo nga.
Kasi mapaprompt ka na mag-reflect sa day mo na, oh nga, ano yung hindi ko bet na nangyari sa araw today? Posible na kaya hindi mo siya bet kasi na micro-stress ka niya. No?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, diba?
Ano pa?
Ayan. So, halimbawa, chambang effective nga yung mga sinabi namin.
Naisulat mo sa journal or na-realize mo through meditation.
Or through highlight, low light, di ba? So, halimbawa, na-spot mo na yung micro-stress sa buhay mo. Especially, yung mga recurring ones, ha, yung mga paulit-ulit. What do we do next?
Nothing. Charot, de, joke. Ang
gusto ko yung entrada ko parang may ibibigay akong sagot eh. No?
Oo nga. Eh.
Pagtatanong lang din pala.
Ako pala. Okay.
Ikaw pala ulit ang sasagot.
De, hindi ako sagot dahil ito yung sabi ng mga researchers on micro stresses. Ang strongest recommendation nila is actually not to manage them. Huwag mo daw i-manage.
So, hayaan na lang natin.
Oo, yan. Just let it
proliferate. Magpalunod tayo sa micro-stress.
Hindi yun. If inevitable or unavoidable yung micro-stresses, yes, syempre, we have to manage them. But, first and foremost daw, if we can eliminate or minimize our micro-stressors, then let's do that. Why manage it if you can just get rid of it?
Oo nga naman. It's like managing your garbage kung pwede mo namang itapon, di ba?
Oo, bakit imamanage mo? Yes.
Bakit mo siya kailang ayusin? Itapon mo kaya?
Correct. So, kung hindi man feasible na matanggal lahat ng micro stresses natin, kahit one at a time man lang. Kasi according to lots of social research, mas impactful at mas nagsistick sa atin ang negative events or negative stimuli than the positive ones.
So,
nabanggit na natin to before. Ito yung tinatawag na negativity bias. Our brains are more biased into remembering negative experiences. Ganyan. And when I say mas nagsistick, as in 5 times more impactful sa atin yung negative stimuli than the positive ones. So, kaya kahit few or kahit isa nga lang yung micro-stress ang mabawas sa buhay mo, ang laking relief na nun. Right?
So, 5 times relief.
Yes!
Parang nagbebenta ng product.
Kaya,
eh, no?
Headache medicine, ganyan. So, let's focus on plucking our unnecessary and avoidable micro-stresses in our lives. Sample!
Ano, sample?
Ikaw!
Ako?
Sabaw.
Ano to? Taga-tanong lang ako?
Ano mo?
Sagot-sagot din. Ambag-ambag din, Carla. Ambangag. Ito, one way daw to avoid micro-stresses, sabi nung authors, nung researchers, ay learning how to say no, especially to small asks. As in, yung mga maliliit na pabor, na sa totoo lang naman, kumakain din ng time, attention, tsaka energy natin.
Yes.
Na, pwede bang pakigawa mo tong ganyan? Uy, di ba nagbibideo ka? Uy, di ba nag-i-edit ka? Baka pwedeng eme-eme.
Oh, wow.
Di ba? So, yung mga ganon, we don't have to say yes to all favors na hihingin sa atin. We know it feels good to please people around us, but hopefully not to our own detriment. What you thinking? I can see you thinking.
Nag-iisip lang ako ng examples paana iba. So, kung ang example natin kanina is nagpa-email si boss ng 5 minutes before your log-off time.
Ah, okay.
We can say no na, I'm sorry because it's already 5 minutes before log-off time and I already informed you na meron akong lakad tonight. So, we can say no.
Mm-mm. Or you can ask, kailan ang deadliest deadline nito, boss?
Yes. Hindi ka naman mawawala ng trabaho agad for a favor that he asked you at 5 p.m., di ba?
May napanood ako kagabi na short video lang ni Nedra Tawab, na favorite din natin na i-cite dito sa podcast, yung expert on boundaries. Meron siyang video, 6-minute video, TED video.
Oh.
Hindi TED Talk eh. As in...
TED-ed.
Oo. TED-ed-ish. Paano raw effectively mag-set ng boundaries sa work? So, meron siyang mga tips. Your 3-step guide to setting better boundaries at work. Yun ang title. Si Nedra Tawab.
Another thing could be this one. Important din daw to manage the technology around us. Diba sabi ko kanina, we're so super ultra connected all the time, plugged in. Yeah, like yung notification sa mga gadgets natin. Marami akong friends na nagsasabi na parang traumatizing daw for them yung tunog ng Viber notification.
OMG, mami! Nakakatawa, nahawakan ko phone ni Joyce, friend natin. Joyce Ilas, nung nasa media industry pa siya. Nung CNN reporter pa siya. OMG! As in, she had around 4,000 notifications in her phone.
Hindi ba yun 4,000 unread emails?
Commutative na. Iba-iba. Parang medyo nilagnat ako nung nakita ko yung notifs sa phone niya. Si Ko Joyce, ano yan? Tapos tumawa lang siya.
Micro-stress, pero tinatawanan lang ng batchmate ko.
Ay, ganoon naman tayo. I think yun yung micro-stress na feeling natin, pwedeng tawanan. But, kaya nga wala na siya sa media industry ngayon, di ba?
Yep. So yon yung mga notifications sa gadgets natin, kasi nga sudden and random notifications on our phone can put off our focus and our priorities. Nag-work ka, biglang ping, napatingin ka na doon, di mo napansin 30 minutes ka nang nagsuscroll, di mo na natapos yung work that needs to be done. So, to protect ourselves from constant interruption and distractions, we can manage the notifications on our devices. Right?
Truly. Share ko lang, mami, na forever naka-silent yung phone ko. Tapos sobrang konting apps lang yung inaallow ko yung notifications. And I don't even have social media apps on my phone. Pag weekends lang, weekend lang ako nagda-download ng Instagram. Tapos ina-uninstall ko ulit siya pagdating ng Monday. It helps me a lot. Legit. Mas may mental space ako because of that. O tapos, ito naman, for micro-stresses na either hindi natin maspatan, we can't spot them yet, or hindi pa natin magawa ng paraan, ang strong recommendation dito sa article na binasa namin is, surprisingly, hindi ko to na-expect, mami, ang reco is, nurture our social relationships. Like what? Kasi kahit daw ibang tao yung usual cause ng micro-stress natin, mga tao rin sa paligid natin yung common and effective buffer sa difficulties in life. Syempre, these people are not the same people who cause our stress. Ito yung social units or barkada or circles who help us put things in perspective. Kasi they remind us na yung buhay tsaka yung worth natin is hindi naka-anchor lang dun sa stressful part ng life natin. So, halimbawa, yung mga nakatira, for example, sa stressful household, Having healthy and supportive barkada can help them boost their well-being, especially if nawawala sa isip or sa sistema nila yung stresses sa bahay kapag kasama nila yung barkada nila.
Mm-mm-mm.
Helpful yun na. O kaya halimbawa, yung stress mo nasa work, halimbawa lang to, hypothetical lang. Halimbawa, stress sa work. Pero if may Dragon Boat community ka, may solid barkada ka, may wonderful partner ka, loving adulting tribe from your podcast, hindi ka madaling mapuput down ng stresses sa work kasi ang dami mo pang ibang source of positive emotions.
Sinong iniisip mo while thinking of this example?
I mean, wala. Sobrang random.
Random, right? Wala ako maisip din na ganyan yung wala. Fits oo. Into that ano. Yung
sobrang
ano,
hypothetical person.
Person, oo. But I super agree when I read that nga na parang, oh my gosh, social interactions. Oo nga, no? Kaya pala love na love ko yung Dragon Boat kasi it's like an escape from other things that stress me out. May responsibilities din sa Dragon Boat, ha? But because you love doing it and it's a supportive yung people, nawawala yung micro-stresses that are coming from different aspects of life. Love it! Siguro, ano? Ano, kailangan din natin ng buong episode on nurturing healthy social circles. Opo, no? Dami na nating utang. Especially nung nagpa-crowdsource tayo ng topics, may mga nagre-request nun ng ano eh, parang post-lockdown social anxiety, how to make new friends, ganyan, as an adult na medyo mahirap nga. Although, one of our earliest episodes is about making new friends.
Making friends and maintaining existing friendships.
Yeah, so you can listen to that. Pero I think we can do another one.
An updated version. Post-pandemic version.
Yes, I think yung mga nagre-request ito were like, not millennials, but Gen Zs.
Gen Z, yes.
Who
oo.
Got stuck na ilang years of online schooling.
Now
they're going back face to face. How do you
handle the social anxiety of meeting new people? Nakita ko yung struggle, especially dun sa mga students ko na freshmen. Diba?
Kasi formative years nila yung high school, diba? And dun ka talaga, you make friends and all that. Tapos biglang pagpasok mo ng college, it's a whole new world. So wala kang kakilala. Tapos 3 years kang sanay na screen lang yung kaharap mo. Parang, other human beings.
Tapos hindi lang siya new world, as in new school, new people, new course, ha? It's a new world kasi significantly iba na yung post-pandemic world.
Yes.
So, I can see their struggle and how they stress about it. Na I don't think many of them can verbalize, but I can see the awkwardness.
Okay. Okay. Sige, gagawa tayo ng episode. Okay. Yan.
But for now, fellow adults, kung meron kayong ibang recommendations on how to spot, how to eliminate or how to manage micro-stresses, please share them with us.
Yes,
you can do that
please.
By sharing this episode on your social media with your own thoughts in the caption.
Mm-mm.
Pakitag kami please para mabasa namin and hopefully, ma-reshare namin yung post nyo kung hindi pa nag-e-expire. Our handle on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter is It's an Adult Thing. We check all 3 platforms, 3 social media accounts, pero pinaka-active kami sa Instagram.
Yes. Also, if you find value in this episode or in our show in general, baka naman, guys, baka naman pwedeng papindot ng 5-star rating sa kung anumang podcast platform kayo nakikinig. Malaking bagay na may mataas at marami tayong ratings para makaengganyo pa tayo ng more listeners to join our community. Diba? So, kung nakapag-rate na kayo, hiramin nyo muna yung phones ng parents nyo, ng jowa nyo, ng friends nyo. Tapos, pakirate ulit ng 5 stars tong It's an Adult Thing.
Yeah.
Charot. Not charot.
Charot.
Do it. Charot. Yan.
Di naman sa pagiging desperado, no? Pero ano lang, assertive lang tayo. O eto, bilang pasasalamat po sa mga loyal listeners dyan na tumatapos ng bawat episode natin up to the very last second, here's our bonus segment called the Record Round.
Alright.
Or Recommendation Round. Here, we share our tried and tested adulting hacks mm-hmm. na baka magamit nyo rin sa everyday adulting life nyo. Ikaw, mm-hmm. Nika, what's your reco for today?
Nareco ko na ba yung wrong send hack?
Ha? May hack dyan?
Ha?
Ha? Ano? Ha?
Ha? Ha? Dog?
Ano yan? Ano yung wrong send hack?
Okay, yung wrong send.
Pag may na-wrong send ka, post ka sa Facebook na nanakaw
yung phone. Na-hack yung phone ko. Yun, yun yung hack. Charot. Hindi. For okay. example, may text or message ka na online na sinend, na isa-send. Mm-hmm. Tapos, mm-hmm. oh no, mali pala yung pagsisendan ko or may maling nakalagay or yun nga, sa maling tao mm-hmm. ako masisend. What you can do, don't panic, relax, charot. Mm-mm. What you can do is turn on the airplane mode. So, madi-disconnect ka from the internet, from your telco, whatever, para Mm-mm. hindi na mag-send yung message. Pwede rin siya, for example, ginagawa ko siya, aside from wrong sent messages, kasi marami naman ng unsend features ngayon. Pero kung, for example, Mm-mm. email, ganyan, Mm-mm. or for example, magpo-post ako sa social media tapos like a story or something na oh my gosh mali or may hindi ako na-tag Mm-mm. I just turn on the airplane mode para hindi na siya magtuloy at di ko na kailangan burahin or explain or mag-delete whatever. So Mm-mm. yun yung wrong send hack.
Okay, very good.
Dati kasi wala pang airplane mode nung Nokia pa yung telepono.
Ah, pero may narinig ako na hack din noon ng mga panahon na yon.
Ano?
Na habang nagsisend pa lang yung Nokia, i-off mo na yung phone.
Phone. Ah, but you'll never know.
You'll never know. Yeah.
Malalaman
at
na
least
lang.
Ngayon may mga red na eh, no? Hassle dati hindi mo alam kung nabasa or hindi eh.
Yes.
Pakiramdaman kayo forever, microstress to infinity. I-share ko na lang din, mami, kapag may sensitive chika ako, I think nabanggit ko na to, pero i-share ko pa rin. Kapag may sensitive chika ako, instead na i-message ko, tinatawagan ko na lang yung recipient of chika.
Correct.
Una, hindi ka na maru-wrong send. Second, correct. Wala pang resibo.
Correct. They can't screenshot it.
I know, right? It's unless, screenshot era.
Unless they record your voice. Charot!
Huwag mo nang bigyan ng idea.
De, bawal yan sa batas without your consent. That's the wiretapping law.
Yes, correct.
Mm-mm. Okay. Anyway. Ayan. Okay. Ay, ikaw pala, anong... reco mo, adulting reco.
Ang reco ko, kung marami kayong switch ng ilaw sa bahay, like, this is a mansion namin.
Sa 84th floor ng bahay
oo,
nyo.
Oo, 84 kasi yung floors ng bahay namin. Charot. Hindi, normal lang naman to. Anyway.
Nag-explain talaga.
Oo. Yung mga switch ko dito sa ilaw, may label.
Love it.
Mm-mm. It's up to you na lang kung paano nyo siya gagawing aesthetic, no? Yung sa akin, hindi aesthetic. Pero, Kebs, uh-huh. at least alam ko kung ano yung pinipindot ko. Uh-huh. Tapos kapag may bisita ako, they don't have to ask me every single time. Kasi, halimbawa, itong tatlong switch pa lang na nakikita ko malapit sa akin, may nakalagay na chandelier, balcony, light above you. O, di ba?
Ang haba so, naman yung light above you na label.
Kasi hindi ko alam paano siya i-describe eh. Eh, nasa okay. tuktok naman siya nung taong pipindot. So, nilagay okay. ko lang light above you. Para foolproof. Para halimbawa, mm-hmm. full yung bumisita. Maintindihan pa rin niya. Yun. Yun lang naman. Ang okay. reco ko.
Alright. Label. Label stuff.
Mm-mm. Check the label.
Mm-hmm.
Important ang label. Charot!
Yes! Ayan. There. So, tapos na. Okay, bye! Charot! There!
Alis na alis. May pupuntahan kasi kaming gig ni Nike.
Ayan. So, sana makatulong po sa inyo, sa fellow adults natin, na maka-identify ng micro-stresses at maka-manage ng micro-stresses itong episode natin. Until our next chikahan, fellow adults, this has been Nika
and Carla, catching the invisible threats to our well-being to protect ourselves from crumbling down, because it's an adult thing!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.